Alhamdulillah. Asyhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'd. From last week, we at question time we are told about the position of Sheikh Sayyid Imran about one of the ahadith that we read. I hope we remember the hadith of Jahzama Imra'at Bashir ibn al-Khassafiyyah, that hadith is hasan, that Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah ruled it da'if. So, and I was saying that what is most likely is that the hadith weak, because Sayyid Imran himself in the Muqaddimah of his book had depended solely on the works of Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. And what the scholars advise on issues when the scholars of hadith differ about the authenticity or otherwise of a hadith is that we should follow the one amongst them both, or the group amongst them that is more learned. So many scholars say this, people like Sheikh Uthaymeen, Imam Ibn Salah, others say that. But that is a layman's way of knowing what is right, whether a hadith is authentic or not. And alhamdulillah, we are not laymen here as regards this affair. So one of the brothers was saying that the muhakkik Sayyid Imran said that the hadith has some shawahid and mutaba'at. So what remains of us is to look at those shawahid and those mutaba'at. So if you look at that hadith is hadith number 46 for those of us who don't have the nuskha of Sheikh al-Albani. In the tahqiq of Sayyid Imran, that hadith is hadith number 46. That she said, radiallahu anha, it was reported like that, that she says, or she said, أَنَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ يَنْفُضُ رَأْسَهُ وَقَدْ اِكْتَسَلَ وَبِرَأْسِهِ رَجْءٌ مِنْ حِنَّا أَوْ قَالَ رَضْبٌ شَكَّ فِي هَذَا الشَّيْخِ. This hadith, if you look at the footnote number 46 also, for those of us who have the tahqiq of Sayyid Imran, which is the one we are talking about, he said, وَعِلَّتُهُ النَّبْرُ إِبْنُ زُرَارَةَ قَالَ الْحَافِظُ فِي التَّقْرِيبِ. He said the defect in that hadith, yes, what it will mean to us is that the weakness in that hadith is so and so. So, but the defect in that hadith is the weakness in, or the weakness of the reporter, النَّبْرُ إِبْنُ زُرَارَةَ. قال الحافظ في التقريب, says Imam al-Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, said in his book Taqrib al-Tahdeed, that he is what? Mastur. Don't make us start explaining what a mastur is so that we can read other hadith today. But a mastur is, in another word, majhul al-hal. Majhul al-hal are those who simply put, there is no comment. The scholars have not said they are thiqat. The scholars have not said that they are reliable people. For the hadith of a person to be reliable, he must be mentioned to be reliable. Not ala husni dhanni ala asli islamihi kama dhakarahu al-hafiz ibn al-Hibban. Not to say, okay, he's a Muslim, until we find him defective, before we say that he is defective. No. We must be sure that he is not a defective person. Al-ilmu bi-adami mufassiki. We must know that he is not a mufassik. Then we must know also that he is a dhabit. Whether his dhabit is tam or khafif. What we are saying is a mastur, the hadith of a mastur, if he does not have a tabir that is strong enough, the hadith is still daif. Simply put, so he is mastur. He says, walil hadithi shahidun min turukin. He said, but the hadith has shahid from other chains of narration. Minha, from those. I think we know what a shahid is. We have explained that in one of them. Minha ma akhrajahu Abu Dawud fi tarajjul. From that is what has been reported by Imam Abu Dawud in Kitab al-Tarajjul, in his book Sahih al-Sunan. Min tariqi Ubaydillah ibn Iyad an abihi an abi Rimsa qala intalaktu ma abi nahwa nabi sallallahu alayhi. You see that the hadith is talking about is the hadith of who? Abu Rimsa. He said, "In talaqtu ma'abi nahwa an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." I went with my father to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the direction where the Prophet was. فَإِذَنْ هُوَ ذُو وَفْرَةٍ بِهَا رَدْءٌ حِنَّاءٌ وَعَلَيْهِ بُرْدَانٌ أَخْضَرًا. He said, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was wearing a wafra, that is his hair. You remember he kept his hairs alayhi salatu wasalam in three ways. Go. Al-Jummatu wal-Wafratu wal-Limma. So that day he was wearing a wafra. And there were scattered patterns of Hina on his head. And he was wearing a green board, a green robe. You see that this hadith has no connection with the hadith of Jahzama. Look at the lafz of the hadith, the wording of the hadith of Jahzama. It says, Ra'aytu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jahzama is a woman. Abu Rimsa is a man. If you want to use it as a shahid, you must know the asl of that hadith. She said she went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. But Abu Rimsa's report had it that he went with his son. You remember that hadith, the hadith of Abu Rimsa. It says, يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ يَنْفُدُ رَأْسَهُ. He was coming out from his house and he was shaking off water from his head. That is not contained in the hadith of Abu Rimsa. What Abu Rimsa did when he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what? He said, عَذَا نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ. This is the messenger of Allah. وَقَدْ اتَّصَلَ. In her own report, it was saying that the Prophet had just taken a bath. There is none of such in the hadith of Abu Rimsa. وَبِرَأْسِهِ رَدْءٌ مِّنْ حِنَّاءٍ. There is none of such also in the hadith of Abu Rimsa. What it says in the hadith of Abu Rimsa was that he saw that he says, رَأَيْتُ الشَّيْبَ أَحْمَرَ. I saw that his shape is... his grey hairs were red. He didn't say his coat, he saw patches of henna. There are two different things on his head. And then it says, Aradgun, Shakka fi hadha sheikh. It says that the sheikh from whom Ibrahim ibn Harun who reported, from whom Imam al-Tirmidhi reported, it was the one who brought the shak. There is no connection between this hadith and the hadith of Jahzama bin Subashir. So it's not suitable as a shahid. And perhaps that's why Sheikh Al-Albani did not use it as a shahid. So what is most comfortable is to say that hadith is on its own and it's a weak hadith. There are authentic hadith that point to the same thing. Another ulama would always say, fis sahih ma yudni anil da'if. In the hadith that are authentic, we find issues, we find benefits that they are sufficient for us such that we don't need weak hadith. We don't need weak hadith to prove that he had hina on his head. Because there are authentic hadith that says that he had that on his head. So there is no need wanting to prove a hadith to be authentic by all means, even when it's very clear that the hadith is very weak. Alaykum salam. Naam. Abu Rimsa. In this Bab of Khidr. What? He says, the hadith of Abu Rimsa said, "In talaqtu ma'abi nahwa an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'idha huwa zu wafratin biha rajul hina, wa alayhi burdan akhdaran." She didn't say that in her own report. What he wants to prove to us is that the Prophet had hina on his head. But there are two completely different incidences. So if the issue of proving that the Prophet had hina on his head, هذا ثابت في أحاديث الصحيحة وهذا الذي يشهد به الدين. And this hadith that he sees in as a shahid is one of those things that proves that the Prophet had shina on his head. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And that he made the hijab of his shade. But this hadith of Jahazama, to mention this hadith as a shahid for his ba'id, it is like one of the hadith we read today, inshallah. Maybe we should mention it here. In that hadith, in one of the hadith we read today, it says that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to make kuhud in his eyes, three on his right, three on his left. This riwayah in itself is da'if. But there are riwayah sahiha that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged us to make witr. He says, "Man yaqtahil minkum fal yaqtahil witran." Whoever wants to make kuhul, to apply kuhul on his eyes, he should make the kuhul witran, odd number of times. But somebody can bring this hadith as a shahid to say that he made kuhul three times is also odd. We say, no, it can't be a shahid. This is from his call, that whoever wants to make kuhul, falyaktahil witran. And he did not specify. But in the report that he specified, he was reporting from his action. So this cannot be a shahid for the other. Because they are two completely different things. Even when you can pick from the hadith that man yaktahil, iza aktahala ahdukum falyaktahil witran, that to make iktihal, to apply kuhul, is sunnah. So if you tell me also that, and to apply it odd number of times is also sunnah, I'll say yes. But if you say the Prophet applied it, alayhi salatu wasalam, three times, to use this hadith of witr as a shahid for the hadith that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, applied it three times, I will not accept. Because you are now ascribing to him what you cannot prove that he did. He did not apply, you can't prove that he applied kuhul three times. But you can prove that he said we should apply kuhul odd number of times. But did he apply it three times? Definitely you say no, because you don't have an isnad in sahih to prove that he applied it three times. It shows the difference between the shahid and the one, the da'if with which he wants to make taqwiyah with the shahid. There is bu'd, there is a gap, there is no connecting message between them in the asli of the message. So the other one, the hadith of Al-Jahazama said, she went, she saw the Prophet. The hadith of Abu Rinta said, he went, he saw the Prophet. They are two different hadiths. Even when the two hadiths prove that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used hijab, but the second hadith is not evidence for the authenticity that Jahazama went to the Prophet. The fact that Abu Rinta went to the Prophet is not, and it's authentic, it's not evidence that Jahazama also went to the Prophet, which is not authentic. Even when it can be proven from the authentic hadith that the Prophet used hijab, and you can see the traces of the shina on his head, that is the connecting message. But you can have that in an authentic hadith already, so you don't need the weak one. Because if you use the second hadith of Abu Rinta, you will be saying that Jahazama went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is no authentic Islam to prove that. So the best of what you can just say is that area that he used to know, yes, it's proven. But it is proven even when we don't apply the hadith of Jahazama. Allahu alam. You have al-i'tibar inda al-muhaddithin. Go ahead, read it. You can also read al-irshad fi taqwiyat al-ahadith bil-shawahid wal-mutaba'at by Tariq ibn Iwadullah ibn Muhammad. You will understand better the use of shawahid and mutaba'at. we come back to our hadith alone. This is like a technique for our last class. And I hope that hadith is clear. What is most clear, Allahu A'lam, is that that hadith in itself is with the hadith of Jahannam al-Zayyid hadith. Allahu A'lam. What is only authentic in it that he used khibar? That is contained in weak hadith. So we don't need the hadith of Jahannam. And it cannot be used as a shahid that Jahannam went to the Prophet. Muhaddith. So a new bab, inshallah. Babun ma jaa fi kuhli Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The chapter on what has been reported about iktihal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet's use of eyeliner. Eyeliner. What lines the eye? If you say the Prophet's use of kuhl, you have made a generalization. So it's safer to say kuhl here means eyeliner, because there are different types of kuhl. And one of the types of kuhl is what? Ismit, which is antimony. There are other types of kuhl that are made from, like this word itself, kuhl, used to be considered as a noun for what is put in the eyes, for what is used to line the eyes. So we have different types of kuhl, like kuhl and ismit, but the mineral is different. While ismit is antimony, kuhl itself is galena, lead sulfate. So when some of the mushrikun say no, in the sunnah it was said that we should use kuhl, and kuhl is lead sulfate, and we know what lead is. Lead is a toxic element. In fact, they say it's very, very toxic. When you use it, it mixes it in the blood and a lot of illnesses. So that is kuhl itself. But what he encouraged us to use, alayhi salatu wasalam, is what ismit. We read that in the ahadith. So kuhl itself is lead sulfate, galena, and ismit is what? Antimony. But kuhl is also used as a general word for both ismit and kuhl and other forms. It has other minerals like carbon too. The carbon suit, the solid form, is also used as an eyeliner to make iktihal. So it's safer to translate kuhl or iktihal as eyelining or eyeliner, and there are different types of eyeliners. I think this will make things clear for us with us from the very beginning. So Babu Majah of Kufli Rasul alayhi salam, the chapter regarding what has been reported about the Prophet lining his eyes alayhi salatu wasalam. All of us with the Tahqiq of Shaykh al-Albani, that hadith will be hadith number 42. The book of us with other tahqiqat, that hadith will be 48, inshallah. In it, it says that the hadith is from the hadith of Ibn Abbas. That Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال اكتحلوا بالإثم فإنه يجل البصر وينبت الشعر. It says, اكتحلوا بالإثم فإنه يجل البصر وينبت الشعر. وزعم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم له مكحلة يكتحل منها كل ليلة ثلاثة في هذه وثلاثة في هذه. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, اكتحلوا بالإثمك, line your eyes. So we did not say use kuhl. We understand. So say, line your eyes. Iktahinu bin ismid. Line your eyes with antimony. Ismid. Those who sell those kuhul, different kinds of kuhul, one of which is ismid, they know it. So if you tell them you want ismid, they give you ismid. But if you don't mention, they will give you kuhul, because that is the most common. But what he has encouraged us to use, alayhi salatu wasalam, is what ismid. Don't forget, very important, because the other one may be harmful. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, iktahilu bil ismid, make eye lines, or eyeline yourself with ismid and antimony. فَإِنَّهُ يَجْلُ الْبَصَرُ, because it makes the eyes clear from jala. It makes the eyes clearer. The Prophet said to Alayhi Salaam, وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعَرُ, and it grows the eyelids. The hairs of the eyelids grow. The benefit of the hairs on the eyelids is that they help us reduce dust and all of that. You know, someone wants to put his hands, immediately he starts feeling it, he close the eyes. Hatta sometimes involuntarily. So these two are benefits for the eyes. They clear the eyes and they grow hair on our eyelids. This part of the hadith is sahih, the shawahid. You see shawahid now. The shawahid are contained here in our book, inshallah. وزعم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ابن عباس رضي الله عنه also said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كانت له مكحولة. He had a مكحولة. A مكحولة is الآلة التي تجعل فيها كحول. The container that in which the كحول is put. When I say kuhul, I'm not talking about galina. I'm talking about all the forms of kuhul that we have mentioned, or some of which we have not mentioned. He puts his eyelining element, perhaps I should say that, in a what? Mukhula. If you look at that nuskha of Sheikh Al-Albani, you may see mikhala there. I think it's a khata from the printer. Because if you look at the footnote, he said, rahimahullah, that al-mukhula بِضَمِّنِّينَ. But if you look at the nafs, it is me, Mikhala, that it appears he has written. But بِضَمِّنِّينَ make us understand that he followed all the people. I was searching who said Mikhala. When you look down, you see, he was saying Mukhala. So it is Mukhala, Ismul Allah, the name of the container that contains the eye-lining element. يَكْتَحِلُ مِنْهَا. He lines his eyes from that mukhala kulla laylatin, every night. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَنَامُ, before he sleeps. This riwaya is on the 49th hadith. Because Sheikh Al-Albani mentioned here, he said, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَنَامَ بِالْإِسْمِدِ, the riwayah of Ibn Abbas. The riwayah of Ibn Abbas. There is the riwayah of Anas, there is the riwayah of Jabir ibn Abdullah. But what he is talking about is the riwayah of Anas ibn Malik. And you see that, I think, in the number 49, because he said 49. نعم قبل أن ينام. وحدثنا علي بن حجر, حدثنا يزيد بن هارون, حدثنا عباد بن منصور عن إكرمة عن ابن عباس قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يكتحل قبل أن ينام بالإسمد ثلاثا في كل أيام. You see this hadith? So you see it connected to the first hadith. He said في هذه ثلاثة, في هذه ثلاثة. But here it says قَبْلَ أَنْ يَنَامُ. That's what we need here, Ako, in the number 49th hadith. Are we following me? So for those of us who have the Nusra Sheikh al-Albani, come back to your hadith 42. It says, وَزَعَمَ أَنَّ نَبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لَهُ مُخْلَى He had a container which in which he puts his eyelining element. يَكْتَحِلُ مِنْهَا He makes, he eyelines his eyes from it كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ Every night. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَنَامْ بِالْإِثْمِ He does that every night before he sleeps, but with ismik. But that riwayah is in the hadith number 49, which we just read just now. So he does that, alayhi salatu wasalam, salasatun fi hadihi wa salasatun fi hadihi. He does that thrice on this eye and thrice on the other eye. From وَزَعَمَ عَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ is ضعيف. But from اِكْتَحِلُوا بِالْإِثْمِ فَإِنَّهُ يَجْمِ الْبَصَرِ وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعَرِ is صحيح. Not because all of it is صحيح. Because Abbad ibn Mansur, look at the book. Abbad ibn Mansur himself is the one who had a problem in this riwayah. We understand. The problem he has is the problem of tadlis. We can't explain tadlis today. So that the person who has a problem in that riwayah is Mansur, Abbad ibn Mansur. Do we understand? So this riwayah on its own, all of it is weak. But the reason why an aspect of it is authentic and another aspect is not authentic is that that aspect of it that is graded authentic, it has shawahid and mutaba'at. Those shawahid and mutaba'at are those ones he now brought to us, Imam al-Tirmidhi. But the aspect of it that he has graded weak does not have a shahid and or tabi'. So now, like the example we are talking about, if we say because the alfan are the same in some aspects, but we have other aspects that the alfan are different. The shahid is only a shahid for that aspect of the hadith that is contained in it. Do we understand? The shahid is taken as a shahid for that aspect of the hadith that is contained in it. All the rest of the other aspects, except you can find a shahid for it. If you don't find a shahid for it, it still remains weak. Because we can't ascribe it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same thing, apply this to the fourth hadith we discussed. So you see, a section of it can be authentic, other aspects of it will not be authentic because we don't have a corroborating or supporting evidence to make them be declared as also authentic. I hope it is clear. So it says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to line his eyes every night before he slept with what? And ismik, he will line the first eye three times and then he will line the second eye three times. So let's not bother about the aspect that is weak. Let's come to the aspect that is authentic. Expression will be ismik. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, line your eyes with ismik. For innahu yajlu al-basar, because it makes the eyes clear. Wa yunbitu ash-sha'r, it clears the sight. And then it helps grow hair on the eyelids. This is first evidence that it is sunnah to make what? To eyeline our eyes. To line our eyes. It is from the sunnah. And the fact that he made it general, he didn't say it specific for women, it makes us understand that both men and women are encouraged in the sunnah to do what? Iktihad. It's rare these days. In fact, sometimes I have said that to someone before. Are you a woman? You're lining your eyes. So this hadith makes us understand that the sunnah of lining the eyes is not restricted to women. It is from the sunnah that are shared between both the males and the females. I think those are some of the benefits that we can derive from that hadith. But this aspect that says he used to do this every night, it means three on this side, three on this side. I've been told that too before. And in fact, if I'm not forgetting, I think I have done it before. thinking that it is sin. Yeah, not this long ago when I discovered that this hadith is weak. But it's very common to people who encourage people to use kufr. They say, use three here. There is no evidence for it. The best of what he has said is what we mentioned to us. And that hadith is reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. It's collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. That the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, إِذَا اكْتَحْلَ أَحْدُكُمْ فَلْيَكْتَحِلْ وِتْرًا. When any of you makes kufr, lines his eyes, let him go through how many times? Witran, odd number of times. So I can do it once, I can do it twice, I can do it 5 times, 7 times, 9 times, 11, 13, and so on. You can be writing it and be counting 1, 2, 3, so you count 11, go to the other one too. And you can decide here 11, the other one 7. You can decide here 3, because some of the scholars have explained the hadith like that. They say what it meant is that it should just be odd. So you can make 3 here, 2 here. You can make 2 here, 1 here. There are explanations of some of the scholars like that. Now what it meant is that just make it odd, totally. But others say no, make odd here, make odd here. This hadith connects, the two meanings can be attributed to this wording. Witran, odd. So if your own consideration of odd is 3 here, 2 here, or 2 here, 1 here, it's still odd. Or 3 here, then 3 here, it's still odd. 1 here, 1 here, still odd. So the hadith is يحتمل الاحتمالين. It connects the two احتمال. So it's difficult to say one is right, one is wrong. So you can make 2 here, 1 here. You can make 1 here, 1 here. You can make 3 here, 5 here. You can make 3 here, 21 here. You can't see. So that's also permissible, inshallah. The next hadith for the rest of us will be hadith number 50. Do we understand? Because our own hadith number 49, the only difference with the 48th hadith is that riwayah that he brought. Do you understand? Where he said, Qabla an yanam bil ismik. So he brought it, and because he's doing muqtasar, he did not need to repeat the hadith again. He only brought what he needed to add to the first one. So our hadith 49 has been mentioned together with our hadith 38 for the rest of us. So the next hadith we read now is the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, which is our 50th hadith. For those of us using the Nuskha Sheikh al-Albani, it is our 43rd hadith. Because he is making iktisar, summary, let's not forget. It says, and Jabir ibn Abdullah, there are other companions that are Jabir. So he makes them news that this Jabir is Jabir ibn Abdullah. There are companions also mentioned as Jabir ibn Abdullah. But the one most common, if it is not Jabir ibn Abdullah, I'm sorry, then they make specification to make us understand that it is not the Jabir ibn Abdullah that we know. Do we understand? Like Anas ibn Malik, there are other companions that bear Anas ibn Malik. Now when we hear Anas ibn Malik, we know that he's talking to who? About who? Khadim al-Rasul. If it is not him, then they will say some other things to make us understand that it is not the one that we know. They used to refer to that one as Itlaq. The Atlaq who Jabir ibn Abdullah, when they generally refer to as Jabir ibn Abdullah, then they mean Jabir ibn Abdullah Lansari, radiyallahu anhuma, because they are both companions of Prophet Muhammad. So he said, call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bil ismik. In the name, alaykum bil ismid. In the name, fa innahu yajlu al basar wa yumbit al sha'r. It says, alaykum bil ismid. In the name, stick to using ismid, stick to aligning yourself, or stick to lining your eyes with what? Ismid, antimony. It says, because alayhi salatu wasalam, when you do so in the norm before you sleep, the ulama say, because yes, at sleep The benefit of it's clearing the eyes and, you know, helping the hairs to grow, eyelids to grow, will be more established. Because at that time, we are not moving all around. And the eyes are not just open, we are closing the eyes. So its medicinal effect is more felt in the night. So you can add to that sunnah that the best time to use eyeliners, the best time to use eyeliner is when? In the night, before we sleep, as is contained in this hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah Al-Ansari. He says, Alaykum bin Ismid in the Nawm. Get used to. Use always Ismid as your eyeliner before you sleep. فَإِنَّهُ يَجْدِ الْبَصَرِ. Not the same benefits mentioned in the hadith of Ibn Abbas. Because it clears the eyes, وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعْرِ, and it helps grow the eyelids. So you see now that اِكْتَحِلُوا بِالْإِثْمِدِ فَإِنَّهُ يَجْدِ الْبَصَرِ وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعْرِ, which is from a weak hadith, and the hadith of Ibn Abbas has a shahidun qawiyun from the hadith of who? Jabir ibn Abdullah. Abu Khalid. How is that shahid? Calm. Because a shahid can be kafir. The one you are talking about is kafir. So you can use it calm. This one is calm. So you use it calm. Now this one is also kafir. Because it has wazama anna nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But can that first love is calm? The next hadith, hadith 44. For those of us using the tahqiq of Sheikh Al-Albani, but for the rest of us, it will be hadith 51. It says, An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna khaira akhalikum al-ismid. The best of your eyeliners is what? Al-ismid. Yajlu al-basar. It clears the eyes. Wa yumbitu al-sha'r. And it grows the eyes. Meat. This is also another shahid from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. If you look at the isnad, it is completely different from that isnad. That makes us understand that Ibn Abbas actually made that first stop. Tamam? Muhaddith. So in this it says, Inna khayra akhalikum al-ismid. The best of your eyeliners is what? Al-Ismid, yajlu al-basar, it makes the eyes clear, the sight clear, it brightens the sight. Wayunbitu al-sha'r, and it helps grow the eyelids. The next one, another shahid again, the 45th hadith. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alaykum bil-Ismid. فَإِنَّهُ يَجْلِي الْبَصَرِ وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعْرِ. So make use of the ismid always. And when is the best time to use it? In the nawm. And when we want to use it, how should we use it? إِذَا اقْتَحَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَقْتَحِلْ مِتْرَانِ.